I must say, I still don't quite understand what's going on here. The production and sale of foodstuffs with such a reputation, a shop that's been doing fine for decades, and suddenly it's all over. That doesn't happen without a reason.
You're right. There certainly was a reason.
Do you know what? Let's sit down so you can tell me everything. Take your time. I've reserved the whole day just for you, so I'm in no hurry.
My husband has been causing me trouble.
Has he found another woman?
No, he did something even worse. I might have forgiven him for having a lover, but what he did to our family, our children, our company, and actually to our employees, it's something that will take a long time before I can cope with it.
Don't keep me in suspense any longer. What terrible thing did he do?
He started throwing money away, gambling in casinos.
Ah, I feel really sorry for you. Where's your husband now?
In rehab. After endless suffering, he admitted he couldn't cope, especially when he started drinking later on. Well, he eventually agreed to get treatment.
Well, that's the first positive piece of information I've heard from you today. I mean, the fact that he agreed to treatment. Unless it's too painful for you, please tell me the whole story so that I can get a better picture of the situation.
Well, I graduated from an economics college, and I met my husband soon afterwards. He was a successful entrepreneur by then. He had taken over his parents' company. I was impressed by how he was able to rise above things, as well as by the confidence with which he managed his employees, and how he approached customers and suppliers. We got married after a couple of months, and I must say, I've never regretted it.
Not even now?
I'm angry with him, it's true. But I'm a strong woman, and because of our children, our family, our company, I'm willing and determined to cope.
I'm glad to hear it. Please, go on.
A year after the wedding, our daughter was born, and 2 years later we had a son. My husband never wanted me to work. He said he could earn enough to make a good life for all of us.
So you've never been employed or managed a company?
The truth is, I tried to run an internet project from home, but then the crisis struck, so I stopped it.
Which means you've never made use of your economics background.
No, I haven't. Sometimes I tried to help my husband with the accounting, but he always drove me away saying, take care of the kids, that's what I love you for.
And how did it happen that your husband started to, well, to put it tactfully, to play?
His deli flourished for many years and earned lots of money. We bought our children nice flats in the city centre. We're renting them until they grow up and decide to live on their own. My husband has always given me jewellery and luxury handbags. We went on expensive holidays. We always had a good life. Maybe so good that we didn't really value it.
Was it the success and money that drove your husband to it?
That's exactly right. Maybe I could have recognised it a bit earlier. But he always left for work early in the morning and returned home late at night. Sometimes he even stayed in the deli overnight when they were preparing for large events. It's partly my fault too, I guess. I should have been more thorough and kept an eye on everything.
And when did it dawn on you?
When I opened my jewellery box and found, to my surprise, that several really expensive diamond pieces were missing.
Did it really get that far?
Yes, it did. I went to the bank immediately and found out that all the family accounts were cleaned out.
And then you confronted him, I presume?
Yes, he tried to deny everything for a while, but then the truth came out. The only thing he hadn't managed to fritter away was his 100% share in the limited liability company he got from his parents. He sucked only a little money from the company, but still, the staff almost gave up under his management, as he kept losing more and more money. He was rude to the employees, and they naturally didn't put up with it for very long.
No wonder. I can imagine that for you it was a hard fall after living an almost fairy tale life for so many years. And what about you and your husband? What terms are you on now?
It's been 3 weeks since he transferred the entire company to me. It was his decision. He claimed he did it so that we won't lose it. A week ago, he went into rehab and I took over.
So you were literally thrown into the deep end and you immediately closed everything down?
I had to. There were several reasons for that. I didn't have enough staff or information about the actual condition of the company. I wanted to think it all over thoroughly before reopening.
I understand it in human terms. You went through a hard time, and there are definitely still many tough moments ahead. However, it wasn't very sensible from a business perspective. The competition may win over many of your customers, even the most loyal ones, as they need regular deliveries. But you can still do something about it.
I know, and I'm ready to fight.
Well, that's good, because I must warn you that business is a really tough discipline, and you certainly won't survive without a ruthless streak. Do you reckon you can cope with that?
I do, and I'm ready to face anything. The word loser is not in my vocabulary.